Senator Hillary Clinton will endorse Democrat Michael McMahon today for the congressional seat that encompasses Staten Island and part of Brooklyn. It's the seat being given up by Republican Vito Fisella, who's leaving Congress after a marital scandal. Democrats believe now is their best chance yet to reclaim the seat, but first they have to pick a candidate in the September primary. WNYC's Arun Venugopal has more on the two Democratic candidates, Steve Harrison and Michael McMahon.
Out in Brooklyn, on an isolated stretch of the lower New York Bay, congressional candidate Steve Harrison is talking about waste.
I believe that the people of Gravesend and Bensonhurst believed and are entitled to a simple matter of environmental justice. They should be spared any future noxious uses.
It's a fairly long speech, dense on details about waste disposal. The audience for Harrison's speech is small, a couple of aides and a couple more members of the media. The one member of the public who wanders by is Jim Militello. For years, he's been trying to get the bike and running path we're standing on repaired.
I ride my bike in the morning, between 8 and 9.
He finds a sympathetic listener in Harrison, a Brooklyn attorney and former head of the community board, who also happens to be a marathoner.
You know how many times I've run this path? Seriously, about 2,000 times. Okay, I'm a prolific runner, and my daughter's a prolific runner, and I know this thing like the back of my hand.
Militello hasn't gotten his solution. But he walks away impressed with Harrison's local knowledge and command of detail.
I like this man, Harrison. I think he's a good man from what he said, and I'm going to vote for him.
This is Harrison's second run for Congress. With his grassroots campaign, he won 43% of the vote in 2006 against then-powerful incumbent Vito Fisella. But Fisella is resigning. So Harrison thinks this time he's got an even better shot. The Democratic Party of Staten Island doesn't agree. Party elders gave their support to the other candidate, Staten Island Councilman Michael McMahon.
And about 25 of us went down there and had an all-day session.
The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee even took him down to Washington for a candidate school of sorts.
Do some practice television interviews and debates.
There they taught him the art of simple statements, like the slogan, Change We Can Trust.
It's the great people of this district, Staten Island and Brooklyn together, the best people, the backbone of the city. The can is the can-do attitude that we need to bring back to America and to this part of the city. And trust is about me and my 6-7 years in the city council, my family that people know, and there's no drama that people are going to find out later on.
McMahon's received thousands of dollars from the campaigns of top Democrats like Rahm Emanuel, Steny Hoyer, and Barney Frank, and tens of thousands more from unions and national Democratic groups. He's raised $500,000 to Harrison's $200,000. Where Harrison is outspoken on wanting to get out of Iraq, for instance, McMahon is measured. Harrison also believes in marriage rights for same-sex couples. McMahon favors civil unions. And while McMahon thinks there may be the need for some offshore drilling, Harrison is completely against it.
I'm the city councilman in Staten Island.
So you're going to be instead of the other guy?
On a recent Sunday, McMahon was in Brooklyn.
Hi, I'm Mike McMahon.
No more McCain.
No, McMahon, I'm McCain. He's Democrat.
I'm the Democrat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
September
that
9th.
Sounds better.
I'm the good Mick.
As a councilman and head of the council sanitation committee, McMahon benefits from exposure and the opportunity to attend ribbon cuttings with the mayor.
And Councilmember McMahon, you're going to hear from.
He's also earned the trust of some constituents. Denise Mum is an artist who lives on the north shore of Staten Island.
I see him at events, and he has our ear, and he has made sure that our local organizations get funding and get representation in the city.
Steve Harrison thinks he should have gotten the Democratic Party's backing. But he says he's over it.
I never get upset, okay? What I do recognize is that there are machine politicians who, you know, have made, you know, good friends over the years within the system, within the machine. But that's not what politics is supposed to be about. Politics is supposed to be about connecting with the people, all right, and letting them each time have a choice to make the determination as to who they want.
For his part, McMahon is continuing to put that machine to work, rolling up the big endorsements almost daily. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.